This is another episode of the Feelings and Philosophy podcast. It's been a while since I have put out another episode. I think this is the fourth episode, and yeah, there's no like main reason why I haven't put out an episode. I've just been busy and I have prioritized some things over others in the past few, 2 months. If you've been following with my social media activity or some other, perhaps my professional activity, you would realize that I work at a company called Brass, and one of the major things we've been trying to do over the past couple of months is to launch a rebrand, new website, some improvement to our branding and all of that. And thankfully, we were able to get that out last week. So I'm somewhat freer now, and it's quite interesting because just when I was about to get back to making this episode, I'm making episodes on the podcast, something happened. Someone died. And this person is not particularly my friend, but he was an acquaintance, right? And it just kind of like, and again, there's a number of things with this for me. I don't think I've ever like felt the impact of anyone's death as much as his. I think there's an entire story behind why that, but I'm just going to walk through some significant parts of my journey over the past couple of weeks and share some highlights from those moments that I think I am holding on to and in some way using as a means to better my life going forward. Now, one of the things I prioritized, like I said, was an attempt to like an intentional decision to take things slow. I'm a relatively ambitious person, and I tend to always have interest in a number of activities, and the opportunities that present themselves are tremendously greater than even my interest. Like, there's always that the opportunity to do one thing or the other, and at some point I found myself like feeling overwhelmed by how much I was trying to achieve despite my not making as much progress as I typically would like to. And yeah, this is something that everybody struggles with. Like, this is a common thing, the desire to want to move faster than you actually are. There's the expectation that you should be somewhere versus the realities that you're not there yet. And in the period, I listened to a podcast where someone talked about a couple of ideas that, to be fair, I have played with in my head for a while, but I don't think I'd ever completely embraced the concept or approach to living. And one of the highlights of like the podcast was the guy, I think his name was Mo Goddard, for those who would want to check him out. And he said something about how in his research for happiness, in his research for, around how to be happy, he realized that the things that tend to make us unhappy in the moment are generally like anchored in the past or in the future. And I found that particularly interesting. And that has influenced a lot of things I do these days, especially as regards how seriously I take problems and how overwhelmed I let myself become about things that are specifically beyond my control in the moment. Because we obsess over the past, and the past is past, irrespective of how often you regurgitate on it. And yes, the past has set the tone for the present and perhaps the future, but there is no amount of reflection or there's no amount of beating yourself up, there's no amount of regret you would feel that would modify the outcomes of the past, because the outcomes are set in stone. And some way you can basically see that as that the past never existed and that the future hasn't existed, because the past is gone. And anything you really do not have like direct control over in the moment is really of no consequence to you. For the most part, you would be able to draw lessons from the past, and perhaps they would help you navigate like the future better. But like, it's past, and all the same, there's nothing you could do to modify those outcomes. And if you realistically think about it, if someone gave you the opportunity to go back and modify some of these things, but then there's a catch. The catch is that you would not turn out the way you are today. You will lose the friendships you've built, the valued friendships. You would lose everything you love. And yeah, things would just be different. The research shows that most people wouldn't go back, because despite all the traumatic and like dissatisfying experiences of the past, in hindsight, there is like, we have the ability to make reasons for why it all made sense. Not exactly the activities in themselves, but we have the ability to draw positives from all of it. Like, some people say everything happens for a reason, but I tend to say that you can make a reason for everything that happens, and you can run with that. So if it's past, it's past. In hindsight, like, reflecting on it, there's a shit ton of like things you may think went wrong and you want to change and all that, but that's not possible anymore. So in essence, the past is gone, and the only thing you have control over is the current, is the present. So first of all, like, the trauma we feel from past experiences, while valid, is unproductive for the most part. And then you move on to the future, right? And then you find that like, you tend to feel anxiety over things that have not come. Like, oh, am I going to do well at this job? Or will he or she be impressed by me? Will she like the way I look? Or things of that nature. Will I be able to impress my boss? And like, you're anxious about things that have at least a couple of hours into the future right now. In many cases, the chances that you would modify those outcomes by being anxious are almost zero, because what would actually modify those actions, those outcomes rather, would be an intentional decision to act in the moment, an intentional decision to do all that you can reasonably do in the moment, versus obsessing about the outcomes of the future. And so a framework for like evaluating things, which I've been using, especially like when someone brings something that is ideally meant to bother me, the first question is this thing true? If someone says, I think you're becoming a bad friend, I think you no longer love me like you used to, I think there's a disconnect, I think that, while you could let that overwhelm you and like just absorb all of that into your life, another approach would be to ask yourself first, is this thing true? And while we are not like the ultimate like custodians of truth in some sense, right, you can in many cases answer that question for yourself, is this true? And there's two paths you could follow after that, right? If it's not true, then it's not true. And that means like it shouldn't bother you. It doesn't mean you cannot empathize and still try to resolve whatever the situation may be amicably through dialogue and effective communication. But in that situation, you have made a conscious decision to not let that feeling project into your life, because it is untrue. And then even in cases when it is true, what comes next? The next question is, what can I do about it? Hey, you missed the deadline for some stuff. Okay, now that's true. I did. Should I cry about it? I understand if you would want to. I think everybody would feel a natural, like, we all feel a natural inclination to feel pained. But then the next question is, what can I do about it? And in some cases, there's something you could do to salvage the situation. And that is exactly what you should be doing then, because that is what you have control over in the moment. In other cases, however, there's nothing you can do. And that brings us to the last question, which is, since there's nothing I can do about this, what can I do to accept that this is the reality on ground? How do I move on knowing that this is how it's going to be? And that opens up like a conversation around expectations. The reason why like we feel like pressure and unhappiness and all of those things and feel overwhelmed by things is expectation. You expect that because people around you, perhaps your friends or something, are making so much money from something, you should be making as much money, even if not more. You expect that because people are completing the assignments within a specific duration, you ought to complete yours in the same space of time. And as a result, whenever you fall short in comparison to your expectations, you would feel that depression or that sadness, if it's not serious, but like you will feel that disappointment or something in yourself, which is particularly because you have chosen to ignore the realities on ground and beat yourself up because your activities pale in comparison to your expectations. Now, while that may be understandable, that's unhealthy to a large extent because it is unproductive. Expectations, when set unrealistically, would always significantly surpass the realities on ground. That is why you would even notice that even people who are winning feel like they are not winning. Like you would find someone who is making a shit ton of money, someone who has everything you are aspiring to today, you find that kind of person saying that they are not doing enough, that they're just wasting their lives. Because they've set the expectations higher, and each time they come close to meeting it, they would raise the bar even higher, in effect denying themselves of happiness, or at least contentment. Right? So the idea is expectations need to be realistic, and this does not kill your ambition. My ambition is that someday I would have sufficiently impacted the world through my thoughts, my experiences, my articles, my podcasts, and my work professionally. Ambition, cool. Realistic expectation, there's no chance that I can achieve all those things in a short frame of time. But then the unrealistic part would be, look at Susu person, he's age 22 and he's already a millionaire and he is funding the something something relief thing in Africa. He's also so. Wow, what was I doing at 20? I'm wasting my life. And that's what we do most times. But that's unrealistic expectation, and that has nothing to do with ambition, because you can set your ambition right and still realize that there's no chance that all of this will be done immediately. There's no chance that all of this will play out as quickly as you would probably hope. And the realities on ground would be that this is going to be a marathon and not a sprint. And like you have to just keep moving. Focus on what you can do one day at a time. And when the next comes, you do your best again. And there'll be days when you would not do your best, and that will become the reality on ground. That on that day, you didn't do your best for one reason or the other, so you try again tomorrow. That kind of like forgiving approach to living, especially towards oneself, that patience disposition towards oneself kind of makes a difference. And I'm not saying any of these things like have transformed my life into being the happiest guy in the world. I mean, a shit ton of people who see me will probably still think I am not as happy. But I think for sure I can say that I am not sad. While I may express disappointment in certain things, I am very much not sad. Yeah, and that has been like a major feature of like my life so far, and that's why I've been taking my time to breathe, do the things I have control over, and just keep at it, and we'll see where that leads us. And aside of that, I have been working on my website as well. Yeah, and I did an initial build, which I was not happy about, because like I just put it out because I spent too much time on it and I was so busy. But now I have some time and I'm taking my time to do it better. And one of the main things I feature in it is like the ideology that I want to die empty. And that's one of the reasons why I'm glad to get back to making this podcast. Like I mentioned earlier, a friend of mine, I mean, he's not a friend, but an acquaintance died. I still haven't gotten the full story, but just seeing that someone who worked so hard to get himself from being like, I think he used to sell ice cream, and he worked so hard to get himself to becoming a very excellent software engineer and even got to relocate from Nigeria for a job. And for some reason, he's dead. All that rigor and all that hard work, and he doesn't get to like enjoy the benefits of it all. He doesn't. It's just some scary stuff to process. And for me, I genuinely do not care about that. Like, I'm totally fine with it. And this is not being suicidal, but like, it's back to what we say about expectations and ambition. Do I want to die? No, there's a shit ton of things I want to do. And yeah, I feel like there's some things I am uniquely positioned to achieve in this world that I have to. There's some level of impact and there's some kind of work I am uniquely privileged to be able to do that I think I owe it to myself and to the rest of the world to do. On the other hand, I also know that the reality is on ground and that I could die at any moment. So yeah, a theme of my life I permanently feature on the website is trying to die empty, putting out my ideas as they come, which is fits into why I'm making this podcast, documenting my life as I go through it, utilizing my abilities as best as I can every moment. And yeah, just let it all out. I wouldn't want to be the guy, I tweeted something the other day, that I wouldn't want to be the guy who dies and leaves money behind. I want to die, and at death I'm going to share everything. I'm going to spend as much as I can while alive, and when I'm dying I'm sharing everything off. Like, I need to die empty, hand over everything and get out. Those who are religious know that there's some part of the Bible that says, for dust you are and to dust you will return. Like, you came empty, you're gonna go empty, right? So I think that applies to everything. Material, intellectual things, everything. Put out your work into the world. Put out your ideas into the world. Share your experiences with the world. Utilize your abilities for the world. Die empty. Thanks for listening to another episode on the podcast. Feels really good talking to you, although I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking to you, you know. And yes, I'm glad you could listen to this episode. I hope you made it to the end, and I hope things are going well for you. I'd love to hear from you as regards like the ideas and the things I talked about in the podcast. What are your thoughts about control of the past and the future, living in the moment? And again, this is not exactly living in the moment, it's just like accepting realities. But yeah, what are your thoughts around that, and how do you think this could improve or maybe destroy your life? if you think so. Yeah, thanks for listening. I'm glad you are alive. And I love you. Bye.